Democrat lawmakers in Georgia stage walkout to protest bill stopping taxpayer funds for transgender surgeries for inmates. By Hannah Knudsen on April 4, 2025. Democrat lawmakers this week staged a walkout to protest a measure that would effectively stop taxpayer dollars from going toward transgender surgeries for inmates. The walkout occurred at the state capitol on Wednesday, as Democrats took issue with SB 185. The reader summary is as follows. A bill to be entitled An Act to Amend Chapter 5 of Title 42 of the Official Code of Georgia annotated, relating to correctional institutions of state and counties, so as to prohibit the use of state funds or resources for certain treatments for state inmates, to provide for the adoption of rules and regulations by the Board of Corrections relating to such prohibitions and exceptions, to provide for a definition, to provide for related matters, to provide for an effective date, to repeal conflicting laws, and for other purposes. According to reports, this would include funds going toward gender-affirming care for prisoners, which is leftist speak for surgical mutilation, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, who has made a name for herself standing up against illogical pro-transgender policies catering to the far left, shared the video of the walkout with the caption, "Did anyone let them know not to come back? Watch." According to 11 Alive, most Democrats were absent for the vote, but the measure passed 100-2. Representative Tanya Miller, a Democrat who criticized the legislation, said in an interview that she believes Republicans are coming up with solutions to problems that don't exist. "Georgians," she continued, "are worried about everything from Social Security to the Department of Education, and how it's going to impact their children. They're worried about the fact that they can't afford rent, they can't afford to buy a home. We have citizens who cannot make a living wage. So we have put forth legislation designed to fix those problems. Many of those, in fact, all of those, I would venture, with the exception of a handful, did not even get a hearing," she claimed, asserting that real problems continue to be ignored in pursuit of largely culture wars by Republicans. She also called members of the General Assembly viewing the legislature as Donald Trump's vengeance machine. "They have spent an inordinate amount of time this session focused on Donald Trump's priorities, focused on harming, I guess, Mr. Trump's perceived enemies," she said, pointing to the Trump effect, which she said has made things difficult. "The pushback against leftist culture, from transing kids to parental rights, were big pieces of Trump's platform and why he defeated former Vice President Kamala Harris in November."